Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds Maharashtra government's efforts to ensure all-round development in remote and Maoist-affected areas. Movement of several trains affected due to low visibility caused by dense fog in northern region of the country. India extends relief assistance of $5 lakh to earthquake-hit Vanuatu to support relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts. At least 10 people killed, including 2 children, in Montenegro shooting spree. Another mass shooting in US leaves 11 injured outside a nightclub in New York's Queens. Sale of tickets for Republic Day Parade 2025 and beating retreat begins. And in Hockey India League, Surma Hockey Club to clash with UP Rudras in Rourkela. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Maharashtra government's efforts to ensure all-round development in remote and Maoist-affected areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this will certainly boost ease of living and pave the way for even more progress. He congratulated the people of Gadchiroli and the surrounding areas. A total of 11 Naxalites surrendered yesterday before Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Gadchiroli. Mr. Fadnavis said Maharashtra will soon be free of the Naxal menace given the rise in the number of Maoists laying down their arms and the movement failing to attract recruits. He inaugurated the 32-kilometer-long Gatta-Gardewada-Wangeturi road and bus services of the Maharashtra State Road Transport Corporation on the Wangeturi-Gardewada-Gatta-Aheri route in the district. The Prime Minister has said that the Open Network for Digital Commerce, ONDC, has contributed to empowering small businesses and revolutionizing e-commerce. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, it is playing a vital role in furthering growth and prosperity. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said ONDC was launched in 2021 by the Modi government with a vision to democratize e-commerce in India. He said over the past 3 years, it has achieved numerous milestones and empowered businesses, especially small enterprises, by creating a level playing field for them on the network. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar has said the government is committed to working for the upliftment of nomadic and semi-nomadic communities while chairing a meeting on the welfare of the denotified nomadic and semi-nomadic communities in New Delhi today. The minister urged the states to collaborate with the centre to make sure that these people are not deprived of the basic amenities. He highlighted that the lack of documents of these people is a major problem as it does not allow them to get benefits from the schemes of the central government. Dr. Kumar stressed the problem of education, stating that education can be a crucial medium for these communities to be developed and earn a better form of living. Akashvani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in its special year-ender series. Today, we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Ministry of Rural Development. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the financial year 2024-25, over 196 crore person-days generated with a total central release of over 7,491 crore rupees. National Mobile Monitoring Service, GIS-based plan, use of space technology, Aadhaar payment bridge system, Jio Manrega, Jaldoot app are the major initiatives or key interventions in Manrega. The Union Cabinet had approved the extension to Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen in August 2024 to construct additional 2 crore rural houses during the current financial year to financial year 2028-29 to meet the arising need of housing due to increase in number of families. As on 30th December 2024, the cumulative target of 3 crore 33 lakh houses have been allotted to the states and UTs, out of which 3 crore 22 lakh houses have been sanctioned and 2 crore 68 lakh houses have been completed. Under Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, over 1,62,000 habitations as per Census 2001 have been approved connectivity since inception, out of which 242 habitations have been provided all-weather road connectivity in the year 2024. Surveys are underway using a mobile application called the Gram Sadak Survey app to identify the eligible unconnected habitations and alignment under Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 4. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi tomorrow. He will inaugurate around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and also hand over the keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. The project is aimed at providing the residents of the JJ clusters with a better and healthier living environment equipped with proper amenities and facilities. The movement of several trains is affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 43 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 hours. These include the Padmavat Express, Kalindi Express, Shram Shakti Express, Mahabodhi Express, Ashram Express, Vikramshila Express and Kaifiyat Express. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions to prevail during late night and early morning hours in parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh today. Similar conditions are also expected to continue over Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and the northeastern states till tomorrow. Talking to the media, IMD scientist Shoma Sen Roy said heavy rainfall or heavy snowfall as well as thunderstorm activity over Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh is expected over the weekend.
Currently there is a western disturbance. It is over Jammu and adjoining North Pakistan. This western disturbance is likely to give isolated snowfall activity mainly over the western Himalayan region today and tomorrow.
IMD has also advised fishermen not to venture into the Gulf of Mannar and the adjoining Comorin area, the southwest bay of Bengal and southern parts of the southwest Arabian Sea over the next 2 days. A massive fire broke out in Tandi village of Kullu district in Himachal Pradesh last night, reducing 17 residential houses to ashes. Our correspondent reports that more than 15 families have been directly affected by the fire, resulting in losses worth crores of rupees.
In the devastating fire incident in Tandi village of Kullu district last evening, 17 houses were completely destroyed. Additionally, 6 cowsheds and a deity's storehouse were also gutted in the fire. Firefighters and local residents had to work hard to control the blaze, but the houses made of wood were reduced to rubble in no time. The affected families are struggling to cope with the cold weather amidst the ongoing cold wave in the state. Meanwhile, the district administration has provided immediate relief to the affected families by distributing blankets and other necessary items. The cause of the fire is being investigated. Prabha Sharma, Akashvani News, Shimla.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. India has extended relief assistance of $5 lakh to earthquake-hit Vanuatu to support relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts. An earthquake of 7.4 magnitude struck near Vanuatu's coast in the South Pacific Ocean on the 17th of last month, causing major destruction and loss of life. India extended its deep condolences to the government and people of Vanuatu for the damage and destruction caused by this unprecedented disaster and conveyed its readiness to extend all possible support and assistance in this time of difficulty. As a close friend and partner under the Forum for India-Pacific Islands Cooperation, India has firmly stood by Vanuatu during times of difficulty and devastation caused by natural disasters. India has completed the fencing of over 9 kilometres of its border with Myanmar and work on the road along the fence is in progress. The fencing has been done at Moray in Manipur. The Union Home Ministry stated this in a report published recently. The construction of around 21 kilometres of fence and road was awarded to Border Roads Organisation in February last year, for which the work is in progress. The country shares a 1,643-kilometre long border with Myanmar, which passes through Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur and Mizoram. The ministry added that out of the 1,643-kilometre border, the demarcation of the 1,472-kilometre border has been completed. Construction work on two pilot projects of a hybrid surveillance system in Arunachal Pradesh and Manipur is in progress. In the US, at least 11 people were injured in a mass shooting outside a nightclub in New York's Queens on Wednesday night. The shooting reportedly took place around 11:20 p.m. near the Amazura nightclub in Jamaica. For details, we have a desk report.
This incident is part of a disturbing series of attacks in the U.S. within the last 24 hours. Details are still awaited as the investigation continues to unfold in the third attack on the U.S. Earlier, a man in a pickup truck deliberately drove into a crowd in New Orleans French Quarter early on New Year's Day, killing at least 15 people and injuring 35 others. Authorities are investigating the incident as a terrorist attack. The suspect, identified as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Bahar Jabbar, was killed in a shootout with police after exiting the vehicle armed with an assault rifle. In another incident, at least one person was killed and seven others injured when a Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas yesterday. Anuja Kumar, News Desk, Delhi.
In Bangladesh, a Chattogram court today rejected the bail plea of Hindu monk Chinmoy Krishnadas Brahmachari during a hearing held under tight security. The spokesperson for Bangladesh Sammilita Sanatani Jagaran Jot and a former priest of ISKCON, Chinmoy Krishna Das, was arrested on sedition charges on the 25th of November from Dhaka Airport. He has been in jail since the 26th of November. Delhi police has busted a gang involved in the illegal immigration of Bangladeshi citizens. Two Bangladeshi citizens and two Indian facilitators have been arrested. Addressing a press conference, Joint CP South Delhi Sanjay Kumar Jain informed that 12 Bangladeshis have been deported in the last 1 month. He said Bangladeshi nationals took the route from Durgapur in Bangladesh to reach Baghmara in Meghalaya in India. Mr. Jain said the arrested individuals created fake documents through a fraudulent website, enabling Bangladeshi nationals to stay in the country illegally.
बांग्लादेशी इमिग्रेंट को लाने वाला रैकेट बस्ट किया है. इससे पहले दो रैकेट बस्ट किए गए थे. इस रैकेट में हमने अब तक दो बांग्लादेशी और दो इंडियन लोगों को गिरफ्तार किया है. दो बांग्लादेशी जो है वो हस्बैंड वाइफ है, जिनका नाम बिलाल हुसैन और सन्या खान है. इसके अलावा दो हमने जो इंडियन पकड़े हैं उसमें एक नाम अमीरुल इस्लाम है जो मेघालय असम का रहने वाला है और दूसरा आशीष मेहरा जो गुड़गांव का रहने वाला है.
In Montenegro, a gunman killed at least 10 people, including two children, during a shooting spree near the southern city of Cetinje yesterday. The attack began at around 5:30 p.m. local time in Baiche village and spanned multiple locations. Among the victims were two children aged 10 and 13. Police launched an hours-long manhunt, which ended when the 45-year-old suspect shot himself in the head after being surrounded. In Bihar, newly appointed Governor Arif Muhammad Khan today took oath of office and secrecy as the 42nd governor of the state. Chief Justice of Patna High Court Justice K. Vinod Chandran administered the oath of office in a function organized at Raj Bhavan in Patna. The sale of tickets for Republic Day Parade 2025 and Beating Retreat has commenced today. The Defence Ministry said the tickets can be purchased from the counters opened at Sena Bhavan, Shastri Bhavan, Jantar Mantar, Pragati Maidan and Rajiv Chowk Metro Station on production of original photo ID card. In Hockey India League 2024-25, the Surma Hockey Club will face UP Rudras today at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. The match is set to kick off at 8:15 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds Maharashtra government's efforts to ensure all-round development in remote and Maoist-affected areas. Movement of several trains affected due to low visibility caused by dense fog in northern region of the country. India extends relief assistance of $5 lakh to earthquake hit Vanuatu to support relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts. At least 10 people killed, including 2 children, in Montenegro shooting spree, another mass shooting in US, leaves 11 injured outside a nightclub in New York's Queens. Sale of tickets for Republic Day Parade 2025 in Beating Retreat begins. And in Hockey India League, Surma Hockey Club to clash with UP Rudras in Rourkela. And with that, we end the midday news.